with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please store it in your phone as Trucker Randy. If you're ever listening to the show, you want to send me a comment, use that number to text me 9 to noon, Monday to Friday, and we'll get your comments into the show. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We have a big announcement at 10 o'clock. Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. He's going to be making a big announcement that's actually effective today, February 10th. So we're excited. Also, lots of news coming out of Lansing. Lots of things happening. Politicians catering to the audience in which they're speaking. We've got all the information, as well as an announcement by Governor Gretchen Whitmer that is going to come tomorrow, Wednesday, February 11th, regarding her wish list for the upcoming budget. Again, still haven't gotten confirmation of her State of the State address yet, but she is coming out with a budget announcement tomorrow. We're going to talk about that today. We got the story ahead of time. Lots of things happening. Well, two strikes against Kid Rock, number one, and number two, term limited John Bum Stead, the term limited Rhino senator, both of which came out and endorsed John James. Now, right now, Kid Rock is under attack for the halftime show that was an alternative to Bad Bunny, who did most of his halftime music speaking in Spanish. Well, at the beginning of the breakaway alternative halftime show, Kid Rock's first song appeared that he was lip-syncing. His voice still airing while he pulled the microphone away from his lips. So there was all kinds of attacks. Candace Owens attacked him. All kinds of people, mainstream media attacking him. Also attacking Turning Point USA, claiming their numbers were puffed up. that, in fact, they didn't get between 5 and 7 million viewers to leave Bad Bunny's halftime performance and switch over to their social media and YouTube channel. Well, doesn't matter. Turning Point is ignoring the naysayers, including Candace Owens, and is vowed to do it again next year with much more planning and advance notice of advertisements. Now, one of the presidential candidates, Perry Johnson, spent $3 million on alternative channels promoting the alternative halftime event. Well, Kid Rock ended up endorsing John James. When you throw John Bum Stead into that mix, endorsing him as well, well, sorry, John, but that's two strikes in my opinion. Anybody John Bumstead supports, I'm not supporting. So you should have returned that endorsement, but you didn't. Well, it's going to cost you in the August 4th primary, in my opinion. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chain.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. This segment brought to you by Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in downtown Sheboygan. Stacy provides the deep tissue laser light therapy treatments. And I got to tell you, these treatments work. Stacy has explained the laser having two different frequencies, two different lasers actually operating at the same time over the affected area. Whether it's your shoulders, your lower back, your knees, your hips, elbows, hands, whatever it is, this technology is simply amazing. And let me explain how it works. I've had numerous treatments by Stacy. And the way she's explained it while being on the show previously, she had another commitment this morning, couldn't be on the air with us, asked me to explain it to you from my perspective. It's very interesting because the treatment itself, you're laying on the table and you don't even feel it. You don't even realize that she's already done it. If you're laying face down like I was when she was doing my lower back, we're talking, and I asked her, okay, when are you going to start? She said, I started 3 minutes ago. I'm like, okay. But it's really amazing because during the treatment, the things that are happening, this laser light stimulates your cells. One of them basically is working on getting the inflammation that's causing the pain to be reduced, causing ATP to start in the body, a chemical that actually helps generate new cells, healthy cells, wakes them back up, and gets rid of all the debris of the inflammation. The other laser working mostly to get rid of the pain because it works on the pain receptors in the cells in your area that she is treating you with. So basically, pain receptors are turned off so you don't feel the pain, number one, but at the same time, inflammation is being reduced, debris is getting removed from the area, and new cells, healthy cells, are getting stimulated, woke up in that area. Folks, I've never, ever felt anything like this. When I strained my lower back, I had a chiropractic adjustment by Dr. Gary Willey. He is phenomenal as a chiropractor. If you've never gone to a chiropractor, I highly, highly recommend you go and see Dr. Gary. He's there in the mornings before noon in Sheboygan. Then after lunch, he drives over to his office in Onaway. If you've never gone to a chiropractor, I highly recommend you go see Dr. Gary. Well, then after he got the stuck vertebrae in my lower back, put it back in the right spot, got some movement going for me, wiggling me back and forth on the table, making sure everything was loose. Then I went next door and had a laser light treatment. Absolutely phenomenal. Driving home from Sheboygan, the pain was gone. I mean, like right now. Now that's for me. Doesn't work like that for everybody, but it does for me, and I absolutely highly recommend it. Give them a call in the mornings, there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. Talk to Carlene. She will ask you some questions. She will make sure that it's right for you and schedule an appointment. Phone number there, 231-627-4300. Write this down. Text it to somebody. Store it in your phone. Laser treatments, deep tissue, 231-627-4300. tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You can take advantage of their new customer two-pack. Two treatments is all you need usually to see results. I felt results after the very first treatment. But for sure, get two treatments for $99. Just simply mention Trucker Randy or the radio show, and they'll set you up with that. Now, one thing I do want to mention. If you're having pain in your knees or your shoulders, your hips, and your doctor says that you need to have replacement, joint replacement, I wish I had known about this technology before I scheduled my right shoulder replacement. I ended up having surgery to repair the left shoulder, but the right shoulder I had to replace. Had I known about this technology, I truly believe that these treatments would have avoided me having to get my shoulder replaced, which I will never, ever recommend anybody do. A total shoulder replacement, the absolute worst pain I ever felt after the nerve blockers wore off the next day or two. Man, I was crying like a baby. I told Vicky, I want my old shoulder back. Well, guess what? It's in the garbage can at Munson Hospital. Forget about it. Grow up, be a man, and deal with it, is what my wife said to me. Well, after her birthing three babies, I said, yeah, okay, you're right. Stayed away from the pain medication. But man, I got to tell you, if I would have known about this technology, it may have saved me from having a shoulder replacement. Especially if you're having problems with your knees. Knee surgery replacements are not always the simplest procedure for some people. Go and get these treatments first before you replace your knees. See if they can help you get this cells to start regenerating, fixing what's going on in your knee before you go for your replacement. Just try it. So again, the phone number 231-627-4300. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 11th, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to put out her state budget presentation. This is not her State of the State address, but her budget release. Under the plan, Michiganders age 65 and older would be eligible for a state-paid property tax credit worth up to 10%. Whoop-de-doo. Her initiative is projected to cost the state $90 million and would provide relief to more than 355,000 seniors statewide, saving eligibility households on average $345 a year, because the credit would be reimbursed by the state after taxes are paid. The plan would hold local governments and school districts harmless. Well, State Representative Mark Tisdale, Republican from Rochester, who chairs the House Finance Committee, said it sounds like a very good idea, but the details still need to be worked out. Tisdale chairs the House Finance Committee, and he noted that several states provide property tax advantages for seniors once they reach retirement age, either by freezing taxes or offering credits or reductions, especially on the school portion of the local tax bill. He said Michigan should be able to explore a similar approach, but do so within the state's constitutionality requirements under the Tax Uniformity Amendment. Proposal A, all the things that we've done over the years has actually amended our state constitution, folks, so they have to run it by that filter. Tisdale went on to say, I would assume that the governor's office would be aware of that and be able to figure that out. Adding that board directions of the proposal is one he can support. Broad direction. Anytime the governor wants to look at cutting taxes and put more money back in people's pockets, well, that's a good thing. He also framed his reaction around Milton Friedman's long-held economic philosophy that the most efficient way to move money through the economy is to allow individuals to spend their own money on themselves. He said people tend to be more careful and receive greater value, and added that this approach aligns with Whitmer's early messaging around the proposal. Well, at the same time, Tisdale stressed that lawmakers will need to examine the proposal's eligibility rules and the fiscal impact on the budget. He also questioned that there will be additional information needed by his finance committee. The governor's announcement has so far referred only to, quote, eligible seniors, unquote, without detailing how eligibility would actually be defined. This is a credit, so it should be paid by the state general fund, Tisdale said, noting that the structure could ease concerns about having to reimburse cities and schools. But then, you know that $90 to $100 million that's going to have to come from some place, either cuts or increase revenues somewhere. Tisdale also tied the discussion to Michigan's broader efforts to retain our retirees, arguing that seniors play an important role in our communities through their volunteer work and civic involvement. For example, without seniors, you don't have Meals on Wheels. That program is totally operated with volunteers. Also, you probably don't have churches. Have you ever been to church lately? Look around. It's all old people. Some churches have a strong youth program, but most of them don't. He said it's very important to consider advantages for seniors and to keep them in our communities, keep them in our state, as opposed to chasing income, tax-free relocation outside the state of Michigan. Of course, he's referring to states that don't have an income tax. Finally, Tisdale said, though he said it, he often sees philosophically differently than the governor, he feels that he's had a good working relationship with her office. Philosophically, it is very much in line with the kind of thinking I just described. So she wants to help keep our seniors here, put more money in their pockets. That's a very good thing. However, the devil's in the details. Let's talk about eligibility. Let's talk about exactly how and when and where will they get the tax credit from. Let's see where this is going.